Brilliance Audio presents Shades of Fortune by Stephen Birmingham.
Publisher's note. This work is one of fiction, but does contain characters who exist in real life and companies that exist outside of this novel. None of the personal activities or corporate actions in which the novel depicts these persons as being involved did in fact occur. Part 1. A Family Album. 1. If you want to make a good impression on people, my father used to say, be a listener, not a talker. It's known as drawing people out, and it's not hard to do. Most people enjoy talking about themselves, and when they find someone who'll listen to them, they're happy as clams at high tide. They'll like you right away. Most people pay little attention to parental advice, but this one small piece stuck with me. And after a lifetime of listening to people talk and making notes of some of it, I have developed a habit which has become something of a private hobby, and that is imagining what people are talking about when I could not possibly be around to hear their conversations. That was what I began doing when I saw that extraordinary-looking young couple step out of a taxi in front of Mimi Meyerson's building at 1107 Fifth Avenue that late August evening in 1987, while I sat on a bench on the park side of the avenue, filling out, in a desultory sort of way, the squares of the crossword puzzle in that afternoon's Post. Though I had not yet met this couple, I knew immediately who they were, and knew they were also going to Mimi's dinner party. I envisioned the girl entering the gilt and walnut elevator cab, and immediately addressing the mirrored panel at the cab's rear, intently scrutinizing her face, applying the business end of a rat-tail comb to a wayward wisp of dark hair, and saying to her companion, "What's she like?"